This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
So we've got Phil from Crooked Colours on the line. Phil, how are you today?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you boys?
Yeah, really well.
Really,
thank
really
you.
Well. Terrific. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Phil.
No dramas, thanks for having me.
Hey mate, I just wanted to start off. You're starting your Vera tour this Friday night in Ballarat. Have you been resting up and sort of prepping yourself for a big tour coming up?
Yeah, definitely. We've just been trying to put the last set together and get the show
awesome
to an exciting point. But yeah, very excited.
Cool.
What would you say? How would you say is the how's the reception for the new album Vera coming along?
It's been amazing. It's been everything we've wanted. We've had some pretty good feedback from places kind of all over the world and all our mates and family and stuff. So it's been really exciting. We've been stoked. Everyone's been really supportive.
Yeah, that's really great. I read somewhere that you guys, someone from the band said, the better songs we write, the better our shows get. So I think with the release of this new album, which I'm really loving the sound of it, what kind of things can we expect from your shows that are going to be a little bit different?
I think with the shows, we try to keep them as high energy as possible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to throw on a few surprises here and there, and we've got a couple of guests coming along for this one as well. So.
You've got, is it Muto coming along with you?
Yeah, Sydney producer.
Awesome. And you guys originally from Perth, which, as we know, has a huge pedigree of musicians coming out of there, like Kevin Parker and stuff like that. Do you have any particular inspirations that your music can draw from?
Quite a lot, actually. I mean, we just listen to a whole range of different stuff. I listen to a lot of Aussie music as well.
Cool.
Nothing in particular from WA, just kind of bits and pieces from everywhere, yeah.
No, nice.
Now, you guys are an electronic band, but I still want to know, what are the crowds like at the show? Can you get some mosh pits going or crowd surfing?
We were chatting about this earlier, the mosh pit etiquette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not so much mosh pits. I mean, we get a fair bit of dancing, but I think we're a little bit too chilled for the mosh pits there.
Yeah, I think you're much more suited to having a nice boogie and a nice groove when you go and see. I did see on your Instagram that you guys were away on a bit of a holiday. You're in some pretty cool looking waterfalls and stuff like that.
Yeah. We recently went to New Caledonia for a week to do this little bit of recording and a little campaign for them. So it was cool. But yeah, you'll see the product of that pretty soon.
Nice one. Well, we'll definitely be looking forward to that one.
Cool. We're going to jump into your track Flow. So you released this one as a single, and probably, would you say it's your biggest song so far?
Yeah, it's probably had the biggest reaction off the album. It's also been the first release, but yeah, that was a pretty strong start for us. We're pretty stoked with the reception so far.
Yeah, totally. So this is Flow by Crooked Colours. You're on the line with Phil, and you're on 90.
Flow by Crooked Colours there. You are listening to Get Serial Mondays on Sin 90.7 FM with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. We have our special guest Phil from Crooked Colours with us, the electronic band from Perth. Hope you're enjoying your time on Sin, Phil.
Yeah, sure.
Phil, I was just saying to the guys off air that I'm a huge fan of the artwork on all of both your singles and your albums. Is it something that you guys do yourself, or do you get someone else to do it, or are there any stories behind it?
So in the past, I went to school with an artist who now lives in London, Troy Sawyer, who did the Eyes ones for our initial releases.
Yep.
And he was just an illustrator. But for the album, we got an artist from Belgium called Gwen van der Straten.
Cool.
Who does all these illustrations, and then she colours them in digitally.
Nice.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, they look pretty amazing. And one other thing that we kind of stumbled across that we've been enjoying is a bit of a mix that you guys put together when you were touring the US. It's made up all from samples from around New York. Where'd the inspiration for that come from? Obviously, I mean, being in New York, hearing all the sounds there, but is there a bit of a tale behind that one as well?
Well, basically, we got approached by a company who kind of just wanted some promotional content. So we came up with the idea to kind of give them a sound of New York type of deal. So we kind of just went around New York while we were there, just in the subways and on the streets and the cafes and stuff, and just recorded a bunch of samples.
You got shows coming up on the 5th of August at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne. That one's actually sold out, so the last chance for fans who haven't had a chance to get tickets can see you the very next day on the 6th of August at the Corner Hotel. So, Phil, what can fans expect from the show in particular, and do you have any closing messages to give to your Melbourne fans?
Basically, we're going to try and have as much fun as we can. We've put a lot of work into it, and obviously into the album and getting this tour underway. So once we finally get going, we're just going to have a blast with it. So it's going to be really nice to see people come out who've been showing the album a lot of support, being able to put some faces to some names and just be able to connect with everyone.
Yeah, man. I mean,
that's giving us all the support.
Yeah, dude, I'll definitely see you there. I'm a huge fan. So thanks so much for joining us this morning on Get Serial. We're going to finish off with one of your songs called Plymouth. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So Plymouth, it's called after a town in England. It's the second track off the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the first songs we wrote for the album, and survived kind of a lot of the cull and a lot of the editing and stuff. So,
yeah, right.
It's one of my favourite tracks off the album anyway.
Just out of curiosity, how many of those songs, how many songs did you end up having to cull? Is it a lot, or is it...
I think over the process, we probably had about 20, 22 tracks.
Wow, okay.
Being 10, yeah.
And do you have any plans to release any deluxe albums or any tracks as a fan that we might want to listen to?
Not at the moment, no. Nothing in the pipeworks, but...
Caleb was looking pretty hopeful.
Extra content. So this is Plymouth with... by Crooked Colours. Thanks so much for joining us, Phil.
Thanks,
you're
Phil.
On Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Stefan.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.